SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning gets grant assistance from Japanese government. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay, February 27 and 28, in Mandeville, March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar, March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay, March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
Persons enrolled at the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL Adult Education Center on East Street in Kingston, will soon benefit from 3 additional classrooms to be constructed with help from the Japanese government. The 6-month project will also see the construction of amenities such as restrooms and a computer room, and will be undertaken at a cost of $18.2 million under the Japanese government's Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Projects program. The grant agreement was recently signed by Japanese Ambassador Masanori Nakano and JFLL Executive Director Worrell Hibbert, witnessed by Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reed. Senator Reed thanked the Japanese government for their generous donation, which he noted was one of several provided for the development of Jamaica's education sector.
Almost every month, I have been invited to such an occasion where the government and people of Japan have donated significant amount of funds to the Jamaican education sector. All the projects which the embassy has sponsored are important, and I am particularly pleased with this one as it allows for the construction of 3 additional classrooms, 2 restrooms, and a staff room to facilitate an increasing demand for the JFLL's adult education offerings.
The minister noted that the assistance was timely, given the increase in the number of adult learners outside the target zone who wanted to be registered since the introduction of the high school diploma equivalency program. Ambassador Masanori Nakano, in his remarks, said the embassy endorsed the project after seeing the great need of the JFLL to accommodate the growing demands for its service.
JFLL's adult education program was originally designed to serve the needs of adult learners in approximately 20 communities in central and West Kingston, as well as St. Andrew. I understand that currently Adult Education Center has an enrollment of 301 adult learners, which more than doubles the capacity for 150 adult learners. I have the greatest hope that this new project will be extremely beneficial to the people of Jamaica.
Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, 'cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Vision 2030 depends on all citizens, especially young people. Learn all you can about Vision 2030 Jamaica. Share the information with friends, parents, and guardians. Then adopt and share positive values and attitudes. Start by visiting vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
On our community notice board, the deadline for schools to register for eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day is March 17. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.